Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is everyone else spending $1,200 in 7 days?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're serious. If they're serious, they are.
Welcome back in to 96.5.
I still don't know how we got there.
Is everyone else spending $1,200 in 7 days?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're serious. If they're serious, they are.
Got some in the back of his mouth, dog.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon card.
You should see this video.
It's almost, I don't want it. I can only imagine.
Like, I know you don't like rotting your brain, but like you'll feel so much better.
Oh, that's not rotting. That's just
no. You'll just feel so much better about your life when you watch that 5 minute video.
Does he look like the comic book guy on The Simpsons?
It's still on the computer over there. When we go to break, go look at him. I mean, dude, like Diet Mountain Dew all over.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, all these Pokemon Go stuffed animals. And she knows, man. She's
got to get out of that relationship.
She's like, I got $1,200 charged on my card. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
She's
hate charging $200. I'm like, I'm not going to pay that.
And he just like little by little admits it, but gets more and more frustrated. She's like, well, she's like, there's a $400 Amazon charge. Well, I had to buy battery pack. Everybody else has battery pack. You're curious. I don't know if they're curious or not.
Again. Is everyone else spending $1,200 in 7 days?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're serious. If they're serious, they are.
I just don't know how we got here. I really don't. And Mac doesn't either. I have no clue. We're talking about drug testing, and all of a sudden, Dusty's like, you see this Pokemon guy?
I'm glad we got here, though.
Yeah. That guy's
The sad part about it is that guy's getting some, and there are dudes out there that can't.
I don't know what he's getting. He's getting some publicity. He's not getting some.
You don't think so? That's his wife, you said, right? She's out. She's done.
Well, I don't know if it's wife. I just know that he's
or is that his mom yelling at him?
I don't know, man. His name is Francis. I'll let you go look at him. Yeah. And if you think in that note, you'll see that we'll show you 2 minutes of a minute of the video in the break. But anyways, we know how we feel about that. How do you? It's honesty time,
all right,
guys, as we transition to this. How do you honestly feel about this game?
Honesty is such a lonely word, as Billy Joel once said, right? And I'm going to be honest, and I may be lonely in this one. I don't have any concerns in this game at all. And I know a lot of folks are feeling a little nervous about this one. And normally I would be feeling a little bit nervous about this one if I didn't know what this team was aiming for, what they were trying to accomplish, and having a dialed in quarterback like Patrick Mahomes is right now, who can will this team to a win when they need to score late. And so, like, if this was 2 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, this is a trap game, right? You know, 17-38, because you got Buffalo next week. Buffalo's got a trap game against the Indianapolis Colts this week,
right? That
might
be the final score, 17-38.
Could be.
That's a good take. I think it's a trap game because the final score is going to be
17-38 Chiefs.
See you on Instagram.
but that's kind of where I am. Like, I would normally say, yeah, this is probably one of those games, but I know where this organization is. Mm-hmm. I know what they want to accomplish. I know what's important to them. And this is a different regular season than we've seen because legacy is on their minds and they want to be a perfect 17-0 going into that Super Bowl run. So I think it's going to be a tighter game than most people want to give it credit for, but I do think the Chiefs are going to win this football game, right?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I mean, we'll talk to Mitch. He always kind of seems to put me on par with what, you know, kind of the game is. I know that he's, and normally it's, you know, I always look at Mitch, I'm like, well, the guy's heavily biased because he can't be. He's around the team more than anybody that's not on the team and knows this. But like, I always do this to myself where I'm like, ah, Denver sucks, you know, like, Chiefs are so much better. I think the Chiefs are going to win. This seems to be the game where they blow them out. And then they get by and it's 20-17 at the end of the game. I'm like, yeah, it's a win, but it's like, it didn't have to be that close.
But again, remember, as you said yesterday or the day before, every team plays the Chiefs like their Super Bowl, right? And so what are they, an 8-point favorite in this game?
It's like 7.5 now.
Is it 7.5?
At least it was last night.
The Chiefs are not going to cover. Okay, it's going to be a close game, most likely, right? Because the Chiefs never cover. Like, everybody complains, oh, the Chiefs never cover at home, right? They may not cover this one. They may not cover, but they're going to win, and it's going to be closer than we want. But it's also the NFL, where there's not a lot of blowouts in this league. We just got accustomed to blowouts and thought that was going to be the case moving forward, and it's just not. The goal of the game is to win, no matter how you do it, no matter how many points you score, no matter how you have to do it, whether it's a defensive score or a special team score, this team can find ways to win. So it may be a lot closer than people want to believe it's going to be, but they're going to come out with a win in this one. And I think they're too talented, too focused, and too dialed in to let this be a trap game. That's my two cents on that.
Is it a bad take to ask the question of who has more to prove in this game?
Like, what are my options?
The Chiefs and the Broncos.
Oh, you mean team? I didn't know if you meant individual players.
Okay, like, because let me talk to you. Okay. Denver wins, they have a lot to prove because Denver wants to prove that they belong in the AFC West. Like, everybody that plays the Chiefs in the AFC West, can you beat them?
Right.
So far, the other two teams have failed that thing. Mm-hmm. Denver's coming off a very rough loss in which they were extremely, extremely aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, okay, this is the superior of the league. This is the top. This is the supreme. This is the number one team. If you can beat them in Arrowhead, you can prove to everybody, which maybe they don't need to prove that because they're not there yet. Maybe, I don't know, Sean Payton's trying to like show that he belongs. And then there's the Chiefs. And you think, what the hell do the Chiefs have to prove?
Yeah.
That they can clinch the AFC West, that they can stay undefeated, because I hate to break it to you, everybody outside of Kansas City is waiting for the record to be broken.
It's buzzards over a carcass.
And, you know, the reason is they're running out of things to say about the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I think. And I think that's why it merits like a little bit of proof on your shoulder. If you're the Chiefs, like, keep proving to the league, keep proving to the people that think that, you know, Baltimore's the best team. Detroit is the better team. Keep proving that point. And it's like, man, this kind of sucks, because the only way Andy Reid can be coach of the year is if they go undefeated. The only way Patrick Mahomes at this point right now in the league today to win MVP is to take a team and go undefeated. The minute they lose, it's like, see, told you. They're just like Detroit. Baltimore might have a chance. If Cincinnati can put it together the rest of the season, like Max says, and run the table, they'll see the Chiefs in the playoffs and it's even. And it's like, guys, even they're going undefeated, they went 15-2. What are we doing here? But I think the Chiefs, to everybody, which they don't have to prove that, but I think they want to prove that, because I think they get a little bit of when it's like, now what's your narrative?
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, like, they do have something to prove every single week. And if Denver wins, it eliminates closer to Cincinnati being eliminated in the postseason race. So they still have a lot to play for. The Denver Broncos do. And they'll get a lot of credit. Like, you know, if they win the game on Sunday, it will be, has Denver figured out the blueprint for the Kansas City Chiefs? And everybody will go through that nonsense like we do every single year. But everybody is waiting for the Chiefs to lose so they can walk around and say, I told you so. They weren't that good. Look, they lost to the Broncos. I told you so. I told you so. The I told you so's will come out. And I feel like more people are waiting for the I told you so's with the Kansas City Chiefs than they were with the New England Patriots every single year. Right. And people, you know, people are tired of this team nationally winning. It's just a fact of the matter. People want to see somebody new up there. And so the minute that they show a little bit of a crack, everybody's going to barrel through and crown a new team. Baltimore will be considered the number one team. Detroit, Cincinnati, for whatever reason, will still be put up there. Buffalo, and whatnot. So people are waiting. It reminds me of a Seinfeld episode where it's called The Wait Out, where Jerry and Elaine are waiting for this couple to get divorced because she's attracted to the husband, he's attracted to the wife, and they're trying to get these two people to get divorced. That's where we are in the NFL right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. People are waiting because they've already got who the best team is in the NFL, who the best team is in the AFC, who the best team is this, and this, and they're waiting to roll out all those hot takes on Monday morning when the Kansas City Chiefs, if the Kansas City Chiefs end up losing a game this season. So I don't think the Chiefs will get any quote-unquote grace. I don't think the Chiefs will get any leeway. I think once they lose a game, it will be pile-on time by the national media telling us that Travis Kelce is washed, DeAndre Hopkins' knee is bum, Patrick Mahomes isn't as good as he used to be, and Andy's lost his fastball. Like, they are just waiting for this to happen. That's why you have to keep winning. So those topics, those comments, those statements never come out because they're false.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.